Learning Masech the Siyum Daf and Beisim and Aleph. We're going to go back a little bit to the sugya. The Gemara is discussing the din of Kovid. Is there a din that the eight Erish, Nisalas, and Ezev have to be heavy, and because of that they have a specifically big shear for that Mishkal Asar Azuz, the big shear, in order that it should be heavy, because you want it to be Hishlichal Teich Sreifah Sapara, has to go into the Sreifah Sapara. So that's a discussion of the Gemara. It's a Machlekes. The Gemara earlier, a Memalef and Mebeis, brought down a Meimah from Chanan and Merav, eight Erish of Shnisa Lash, Shal Kaltasin Shal Hevis Ksheira. Let's say you're throwing the eight Erish of Shnisa Lash into the fire, and the flame went and burnt it up before it went into the fire. So he says it's Kasha. That's also called Teich Shreifa Sapara. The Gemara says, Meisha, the Brisa says not the way, since it's Hav Veloshim, maybe Loshin Achim Mekadish. If the Loshin got burnt, the Loshin, the ribbon of Zaharias got burnt before it fell into the fire, before it fell into the Teich Shreifa Sapara, you have to bring another one. So it's a stira, Rav is a stira to the Brisa. So Abaye says, Lekasha, Habda Kalachas Habda Kvefes. So that's a shayla, which one's which? Rashi says, Kalachas means that there's a huge fire, an omen of Shalhevitz and Zakov, Kakalach Shalhevitz Gavaya. So if it's a huge flame which goes high, so then you have to bring a Esav Acher. That's not called Teich Shreifa Sapara. But the Kvefes means it's low, it's bent over, it's right next to the Gachalas. It's also called Teich Shreifa Sapara. That's how Rashi learns. The other Rishonim Teish, Shonim Teish, Rashi and Ledvor, they learn Fakert. They say, what's the difference? You're not giving a share how high it has to be. They say Fakert. As long as it's directly opposite the Parah, or the wood that the Parah is burning, that's called Teich Shreifa Sapara. So Kalachas is good. Because Kalachas, even though it's high, but it's directly opposite the Parah. Mashen came the Kefefes, the Lashon is Kevin Sheshen Kefefes with Zazim and Kaima is the Lashon of a Teish Hashanah. Other Rishonim say simple Lashon, the Kefefes is Minat San, it's not directly above the Shreifa Sapara, that's a problem. That's a Shaila, which one is which? But Rava says Kevid Tanoihi. Rava says the difference is Rav Chanan Rav says it's Kasher, and the Brisa says it's Pasul. Pashas it means that Rav Chanan Rav that said it's Kasher holds you don't need Kevid, and the Brisa that says it's Pasul holds you do need Kevid. So the Chaya, what Rav is saying is it makes no difference if it's Kalachas or Nekvefes. If you hold you need Kevid, they're both Pasul. It has to go all the way into the Teich Shreifa Sapara. The one that says you don't need Kevid, so they're both Kasher. You know, it doesn't have to go into the Shreifa Sapara, so even if it gets burnt above it, it's also Kasha. The Miri also says that way, that if you hold that you need Kaivit, they're both Pasul. Whether you hold that Kalachas is a bigger Kiddush or the Kvefes is a bigger Kiddush, that the Miri says the Machlokes Rishonim, depending which one, how you learn up Abaye, but Rav and Lamais holds they're both Pasul. The Rambam leaves it out. The Rambam leaves out the whole din of Kaltas and Shalhevis, he doesn't say anything. And the Mepharshim are bothered. But I think the most parshat shot in the Rambam is like this. Ben Masi could clarify about Abaye. What did Abaye hold? Does Abaye hold that everyone holds you need Kovid? Or does Abaye hold that everyone holds you don't need Kovid? If Abaye would hold that everyone holds you need Kovid, if you don't need Kovid, the stam would work. Then you don't need anything. As long as the Maisa, the same fire that's burning the par is going to burn the eight areas, Shnis, Salas, and Ezef. So that's good. So what's the pshat? You need Dafka Kalachas, according to the Rishayin, and Modafka Nekvefes according to Rashi, because you need Kevet. So then Abai is telling you a Bechidish. Then Abai is learning up Rav, that even though you need Kevet, but still, it's called Teich Shreifa Sapara, whether if it's Kalachas, the way the Rishayin hold, if it's directly above it, or if it's Nekvefes, the Rashi holds it's very close, so it's good enough. So then I think it's Takashrei in the Rambam. If there is a man, the Omer, that holds that even though you need Kovid, it's Kasher Akapanim, there's a Chilut in Kalachas and Nekvefes. And Rava Paskin's not that way. So the Rambam should bring it down. Mimanoshech, if you pass in like Abaye, you should have to make a Chilut in Kalachas and Nekvefes. If you pass in like Rava, you'd have to make a point, not like Rav, to tell you that Kalachas and Shalavis is not Kasher, because we hold you need Kovid, and Rav is going like the Mandiyama, you don't need Kovid. But I would say, if you hold the Rambam holds, that the Mandiyama holds you do need Kovid, so Avada Kaltas and Shlavis is possible, because if you need Kovid, the Pshat is it has to actually hit the burning Paraduma, or maybe the wood is good enough, but it has to hit the actual source of the fire. So what was Abaye Slilt in Kalachas and Ikvefes? Abaye held everyone holds you don't need Kovid. And even so, there's still a miyapsul by kalachnik fever, because there's machlama called tzu'efes apar. Even though you don't need kaivit, meaning it doesn't have to go and hit the par adum itself for the wood, but the pshat has to be close enough according to Rashi, or has to be directly above according to the Rishayim. But that's all if you hold you don't need kaivit. But if you hold you do need kaivit, so it has to actually hit the par, so there's no chiddush, and that's why the Rambam was mashmin it. Abaye says, no one holds you need kaivit. And even so, there's a shikl chiddush. That if it's kalacha, so nikvef, it's a miraculous like this, that doesn't count. And Rabbi says, no, kaivet tenayi. There's a man the only need kaivet, and the man the only need kaivet is pasha that it's puzzle. That's what I would learn of the Rambam. I sort of see a chitzak went punk vagert, because I see a chitzak didn't want to say that a bay holds no one holds any kaivet. There's a first man the only that holds any kaivet, a blazer of Shimon. A bay didn't know the brisa. So forget, a bay must have held that everyone holds any kaivet. So that is right. So why did the Rambam bring down like Rabbi? So he wanted to say, that the Rambam holds for keret, svara, that if you need kaivet, then they're both kosher. And if you don't need kaivet, then they're both pasul. I don't understand it too well, the svara. And it's still a vissel shver. Why did the Rambam bring that chiddush? That it's kosher. Rav's chiddush. So he said, since the Rambam didn't say it's pasul, why says it's kosher? Which is also by me of the dachuk. But I would think that the Rambam held, that Abaye held, that you don't need kaivet, and mele he was mechalik. Rava held, you need kaivet, mele it's pasul, that they're both pasul. And now let's go back to the Gemara brings a machlokes, shchitas paro paro. The Gemara starts with a bitzik, says, shtei shchitas shemati achar shaparo achar shal paro. The para aduma and the para kain gadol b'yom kippurim have a din by the shkita. One is kasher bazar, one is pasul bazar. Rav and Shmuel from Machlokes. Rav Lameisa holds a para aduma is psul bazar, and para shal kain gadol is kasher bazar, because shkita lava vaydehi. And Shmuel also vakeret that the para shal kain gadol is the one that's psul bazar. The para aduma is the one that's kasher bazar. So there's a shana masa kasha. There's a Mishnah in Parah, the way he quotes the Mishnah, that Shachta Shalai B'Kayin Gadol P'su of Yudha Makshir. So that sounds like it's only Machlekes if you need a Kayin Gadol or not. But it sounds like a Kuli Almi at least need a Kayin Edit. So that sounds like a Zara's Puzzle. So he says, no, you could say if Yudha holds, you don't need a Kayin altogether. Tanakam holds, you need a Kayin Gadol. And if Yudha holds, you don't need a Kayin altogether. But Kumtai Sivizaman, the Yom in the Mishnah is the Tanakam, which holds Shachta B'Zara P'su. The Gurusri is very bothered. Why would the Gemara bring it? Because there's a man, the Yom, clearly that holds that Azar is possible, and then you can tell me, if you the only, it's a Shaila. Could be holds just only Kayin Gadol, but could be holds you need a Kayin Edit. So the Gemara should have at least brought it. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is not really going on Shkita, it's going on the whole Maaseh part altogether. The Mishnah says a few halachas, and in the end it says, Shalei b'Kayin Gadol, Psula, Rebbe the Machshir. And the Machlokes is that we have later in our Gemara, that it says, V'nasata Eisel le'Elazar, and the Gemara is Tutsdan, if Eisel Alazim Ein Ladarius Balaz El Bekayin Hedit, or Eisel Alazim Ein Ladarius Balaz El Bekayin God. That's the Gemara later, and that's the Machlaik. It's nothing to do with the Shechita. It's all the other Maisa part. Whether Shechita needs it or not, that's the Machlaik is Rav and Shmuel. Whatever the other things, the rest of the Paraduma Zicha needs a Kayin, and that's the Machlaik is Rav Yehuda Tanakama there, if the rest of the Paraduma needs a Kayin Gadol or a Kayin Hedit. Now there's a Shaila Shechita. Does that need a Kayin Gadol? Or Kayin? Does that need a Kayin altogether? That the Mishnah there wasn't discussing. As I tie into Gvura Sivi. Gvura Sivi says another interesting thing. He says, one man the Yama says that Parah is Kasher Bazar and Parah is Pasul, and the other man the Yama says the opposite, Parah is Kasher and Parah is Pasul. But he says there's a big difference between two man the Yama. Because the man the Yama that holds that Parah is Kasher Bazar, that's B'di'evit. That's B'di'evit. Lamais, it says Aaron. The Gemara says Kasha. Why don't you say Aaron v'chuka? What's the Gemara's teretz? Shkita lava v'edi. So chuka, it doesn't go on the shkita. But avada, the ikedin, that you need a kayin gadol, avada you have. Shait v'shachat, going back on Aaron. So a zor is not allowed to shech the parei. There's a halacha. All the maisik yom kippurim have to be done with the kayin gadol. Your question is, but the evidence is ma'akiv. But the Evan is the parak shera. I'm not even sure. Maybe if you didn't do the zrika yet, you should get another parak. Timekayim the din lechatchil of kayin gadol. Not sure. But I'll go upon him either way. Even if once he shechted it, we say but the Evan, you should use this parak. But the pshat is you over on the seder atayra that the kayin gadol has to shecht it. It's just kashrut but the Evan. Now shengim by parah aduma. If the shachar is going on a lazar, so that's what Rav says. That it's that is makiv. The laws of a chukah ksiv. Ashkita lav avoda. No, maybe they have a. It's kaparas kashu benek abayis. Maybe they have a maris begon. There's nothing to do with it. And nothing's an avoda. And what's pshat in Shmuel? The Gemara explains. The shachat eisel afana means that a zar shaykh of a lazaraya. So then it wouldn't be a din lechatchila b'chal that you need kayin. Why would you need a kayin even lechatchila? As I tiny the Gemara said, we can come back and agree with him. This is Asemis and Arach Hashulchan Asid in Simen Kaf Chav Gimel Zayin. It's really not in Hilchas Paraduma, it's in Hilchas Psulei Mekdashim. But the Rambam then would be a bit schwer. The Rambam in Hilchas Paraduma doesn't mention anything about Shkit Dazar. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchas Paraduma in Perik Dal Vach Yitzayin says like this, Kol Maasei Para Mitchil V'Ad Saif Ein Ela B'Yem V'Zichrei Kuna. Any Maaseh Parah from the beginning to the end has to be B'Yayim, has to be B'Zichrei Kuna. That sounds like a Zohar can't do it. Just reading that Rambam, you'd say, sounds like he's passing like Shmuel. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchas Psulim Mekdashim that says, I'm sorry, it means it sounds like he's passing like Rav. But the Rambam in Hilchas Psulim Mekdashim, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, which talks about Psulim, he says, V'chein Parashat Kayin Gadol She'em Mekipurim, Avli She'em Bei V'Shachat Aaron, M'Shachat Zohar Kasher. That's the lashon of the Rambam. So he passes they're both kasher. Why does he pass it that way? Because Rebbe Yechanan holds away. That's what the Kesher Mishnah says. Rebbe Yechanan is on that mem gimel amid beis that it says tani tana kamid Rebbe Yechanan kol hashchitas ksheir b'zar chutz mishal para. Al my Rebbe Yechanan puktin lebrat lemitzina shchita b'zar psula. That's my mishal lashon in the Rambam. All the shchitas are kasher b'zar. Seichmal gezakt. And the Rambam is pretty mavur that lechatchila you do need kain. Kol ma'aseh parah mitchilasim atzeif elav liyam v'zichrei kuna. That's what he says in Hilchas Parah Aduma. And he passes his ksheir b'zar. That's b'diavad. Shaila is it doesn't seem to stem with our sugya because Rav holds that it's psula. Rav doesn't hold like what he wrote in Psula Mekdashim. And Shmuel holds that v'shachar eis lefana v'zar sheikh v'lazaraya. If zar sheikh v'lazaraya, where did he get lechatchila that you need a kain? It's a pella. So I would say, and I think the Chavos Chaim means this in Likutei Halachos, that the Rambam is passing tak like a Beichanan later. Now Beichanan is a third sheet. The Beichanan said, "Ein lach shchita psula v'zar." He didn't say that the Torah never said a shchita skayim l'gavi paraduma. He just says it's not ma'akev. It sounds like the same reason why a shchita v'zar is kasha by parashalayin. That's the same reason why it's kasha by paraduma, and that's how the Rambam brings it. That somehow we're not going with this parakachya benek of ayisi. Shkita has to be kasher bizarre, period. So the Rambam is mashma, not like the Gvur Sari and the Sarsemis and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rambam is mashma that lechachili in Yitkayin is just with the Evid kasher bizarre, but could be neither Ravitch will hold their way, could be that goes like Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gvur Sari goes further. He says it's really another nafkamina between Shkita's Parah Aduma and Shkita's Parah Shalayin, Parah Shalkayin Gadol. The Taitain is, Shchitas Parah Aduma not only needs to have a Kayin, but also needs big dekuna. And as I demonstrated in Shteid, in the Taisha Shanim and the Taisha Rosh, they need big dekuna. And we'll have later on that Gimel and Aleph, that Parah Aduma needs big dekuna, even though it's not an Aveda. You learn that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, HaKayin, the Chibis Begad of HaKayin, HaKayin Bikihunai. And that teaches you that you need big dekuna. So all Maisa Parah need big dekuna. And Zagin the Rishayim here, the Taisi Rosh and Taisi Shanim, who would in Shkita? If your whole Shkita needs Kayin, so who would in needs Big Dekuna? Why should it be different? But Taina Tikvur Siriya Gavaldi Gazach, if you hold like Shmuel, that Shkita's Parai is Ma'akiv, meaning Avad, everyone holds a Chachila, the Kayin has to Shechtit. But if you hold it's Ma'akiv, what's the Pshan it's Ma'akiv? Taisi has to Kasha, the Gemara Menachis Nafav of the Beis has a problem. How could you say Shkita Lava Vaidihi? So what's Pshan? In the Man Yomah, that Paraduma in Rav, that Paraduma is Pasul. And for the Gemara, Shani Parah, the Kachi Medekamayasi, Vlach Kol the Chainu, Mamish Lagai Gemara, Midid Ava Maris Ligo. That's what the Gemara says in Menachas Davavim and Beis. To discuss Shkita Lava Vaidihi. In fact, Taisus, why don't we ask on Shmuel? Why don't we say, how could you say Shkita Lava Vaidihi? But Shmuel says that Parah Shalayan is Psula. And you can't answer Kachi Medekamayasi. We're talking about Kachi, we're talking about Karbonis. So that's Taisis Kasha. If you have a Taina, Shkita Lava Vaidhi, from Rav Shita by Parah Aduma, why did the Gemara also ask a Kasha from Shmuel Shita by Parah Shalayan? And for Taisis, because Parah Shalayan is not a Vart that you need a mitzad the avoda, shechit alav avodi, it's a void that you need bailam. Just like smicha needs bailam. Smicha doesn't work without a bailam. Shechita by parish l'iron needs a din bailam. So taina de gvura sevi, I design the din the psul zar has nothing to do with the fact that he's not a kayin or not a kayin gadol. The psul zar is because he's not a bailam. So I was like, other psule kunin zedin, let's say you shafted that big, let's say you do avaydu with that big dekuna, it's mechal avaydu. Why? Because his man, shabig deim aleim, kenosim aleim. If not, he's a zar. So he has a psul zar. Zak the kvarasri al kapanim bidi evid. If the kain gadol would do the shkit of his power with that big dekuna, it would work. Because the whole ikav according to Shmuel is that he's not a bailam. But here you have the Bailam shechting. I is not a kayin, so what? You don't need kayin. Shechita lav avedihi. Those same tenses. Mechayir gan's fine. And I saw Rav Shach, he discusses it. He got an argument on the Gemara Sirels. He didn't need big dekuni. He says a shtickle. But in the end of the shtickle, he brings a big raya to the Gemara Sirels. From the Gemara Menachas that you test him on the days, the Gemara there was discussing, how do you know that you don't need Bailam for shechita? Why do you say, ma smicha b'bailam, shechita b'bailam? B'samach kushachat, why do you say mas micha bebailam afshkita bebailam? So the Gemara finally says a pshat was gali rachmani gavi parish the kain gadol binin kain gadol nishkal l'shkita ba'am alay binin bailam. Hey, yes, that the pasuk tells you agiloi that by shkita's parish you need a kain gadol. Vayis says normally you would need bailam because if you always need bailam, why would the Torah have to tell you that parah aduma needs a kain gadol? Now, if parah aduma needs a kain gadol, not only mitzad bailam, but mitzad the etzim din avayda needs a kain gadol. So, what's the raya? Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is they need big dekuna. They need the din kuna. Bailam is not enough. The mashmais in the Gemara is that all the Torah told you was a din bailam. From there we can learn out that there is no din bailam by stomach harbin for shkita. Vayis says that there's no din kuna the etzim in the shkita. It's only a din bailam. Mechayir kishmak raya. The Chayit does state in that Gemara, and the Chayit Gemara is a good Makar, that Taisus is right, that the din is al Zbailim. The thing is, the Shara Melech asked the Kasha, if Shach was Mechavim to the Kasha, the lady brings the Shara Melech, that the Gemara in Yivamis Nachlam, the Gimel of Days, was bonded by a Kasha, that the Brains to there says, according to Rabbi Yasi, that if the Zor is Shemish B'Shamis, Yichayim Mishim Shamis, and Mishim Zoris. If a Zor went and did the Avedis HaGorbanis on Shamis, his chayiv two chatoyis, one mishum shamis and one mishum zaris. So Gemara wanted to know which avodah did he do. If he did shechita, shechita is sherei bazar. So he can't be chayiv al zaris, or even al shabbos, I think he can't be chayiv, shechita is sherei bazar. If he did kabbalah and halacha, there's bechal no chayiv shabbos. He might be chayiv al zaris, but there's no chilul shabbos. If he did akhtara, according to Rav Yosi, havar is alav yatzis, so there's no chilul shabbos. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, you know what he did? He did a shkita of parish of kain gadol b'yom kippur. So Gemara asks the kasha, oh, if it told me a shkita parish of kain gadol b'yom kippur, with there there's a chil shabbos and a zaris, so kain had it also. So Gemara says, enechinami, it's told me a zar etzloi. That's the aside. It's a zar etzloi kamer. It's a zar. He's a zar for this avayda. He's a kain, but he's a zar for this avayda. So Yishanim bring this down. The Taiz Yishanim. Now, when the Gemara here says Shkita Bizar is Psula, who are there in a Kain Hedit? He's a Zar Etzle also. So, Frank the Shara Melech, this is a Tufta on Taisis. Because according to Taisis, the Etzin is no Psul Zar. The Psul is Yanana Bailam. So, how can you Mechayiv him out Zar? Whether he's a Zar or a Kain Hedit, if there's a Din that Sadi Avoida, you need Kuna, so then you could say that he's chayev al zar, even if he's a kain hedid, because you need kuna gedayla, he has a din zar. V'zar leikar v'alechem. Mashengen, if the din is a shkit lam avaydi, you don't need kuna. What's if shanet's ma'akim? Because you need bailam. So he's not a zar. I mean, he might be over on chol shabbos, chol yom kippurim, but he's not a zar. As I fact the shayim melech, and k'mal leikar shayim l'antaisis. When the mikdash David, in his shnikel, he's talking about the psul zar. It's a simon to hezvav sifkat and gimel. He doesn't come directly to answer the kasha, but bein advarim he does. He says that the din zaris is even if you're a kain. He brings the sefer achinach, a very big chiddush, that if you lose the pious and you do the aveda, you have a chiyim zaris. It's not your aveda. Kind of like mishayu shashiyu v'misa. As long as the The idea behind Zaris isn't if you don't have Kedushas Kuna, the Kedushas Kuna necessary for this Aveda, you're a Zar. And then you could say the Hudin and Aveda, which needs Kedushas Kain Gadol, Kain Hed, you're supposed to call the Zar. That's not the Vart. You can be a perfectly good Kain. If it's not your Aveda, you have a Din Zar, the Kedush. And Imamish brings this. He says that Zayvi the Gemara says in Yevamos that Shechitas Parah Yichayim Mishum Zaris and Shabbos, and Shechitas Parah has only Ma'akim because of Bailam, like Taisus says. But he says more than that. He says even according to the Man Yama, Shechitas Parah is Ksheira Bazar. Even if you have this chair, that's how the Rambam paskins. You're still Chayim Mishum Zaris. Why? Because you're not supposed to be doing this Aveda, even if it's Kashav in the Eved. And Shasam Tzach. Like the Sefer Chinuch, if you lost the pais, I've had discussion with the Eved, but you're not supposed to be doing this Aveda. That's also a Din Zaris. Anytime you do an Aveda, which is you're not supposed to be doing, that's a Psul Zaris. So Mel, that would answer the Shara Melos Kasha. It's a big Kiddush. The Biskarav, on his country son, on Kiddush Echaydish Yom Ben Sukkah, he asked the Kasha from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi asked the Kasha, why did he say that the Shechit of the Paris Makiv, why not the Tsar? It's Mashman Yishalmi, that the man Yamada holds that Shechit of the Paris Makiv, who within the Tsar Lashem, also the Shechit is Makiv by Yazar. So if you say this a din, you need paying God on the Sandi Aveda, so it's good. But if you say it's Hals Bailam, he's only a Bailam on the Par, he's not a Bailam on the Tsar. The Tsar is Mesa Nasbine Yisrael. And he says, you look at the Yishalmi, he's Miranda's. That could be the Shalom means to say to din. Could be there. V'shachat esar chashalom v'hevi esdamai v'shachat v'hevi is a limud that the ma'avah b'kayin gadol, shkita b'kayin gadol. Could be it's an ayah din. I mean, the emphasis, the Bavli doesn't bring this. So I'm not sure. Maybe in the Yishalmi, the Shalom doesn't go with shkita lav avaydihi. Taisus Rayim was from the Bavli. But he claims maybe even the Yishalmi doesn't mean it's ma'amish the same din. There's a din that shkita's par is makim, that could be al's bailam. And then Shkita Saris Makim, that could be also Tzveita Din, also Shachat Vehevi.